4.2 Part 2
So, I started to make some of these changes. For example, I always used to complain that you need a lot of money to have fun. It's just not true. A quick search on the internet or in my local paper, and I found lots of free activities. Exhibitions at museums and galleries, walks to places of interest, concerts given by local schools and clubs. In a month, I went out 3 or 4 times a week and every weekend, and it didn't cost me a thing. I tried everything from an opera performed by the Music Society to a demonstration of judo at the sports club. Then I decided to put all of these ideas on a website. I was amazed at the number of people who visited the site and left positive comments. But don't just take it from me. First, Amy.
When I think about it, I was really boring. I did the same things day after day. I used to drive to work and get stuck in the same traffic jam all the time. How silly is that? So I started to take a different route and I noticed things I'd never seen before. A lovely old church, a beautiful line of trees, for example. Now I walk or cycle whenever I can. I have to get up earlier, but it's worth it because I'm in a much better mood when I get to work.
And also Jack.
I'm into sport and I'm quite good at it. But I found that even something I enjoy could become boring. I was definitely a creature of habit. I used to train on the same days, at exactly the same time, and do exactly the same things. All my friends were playing the same sports, so I never met anyone new. Then someone mentioned Mike's website, and I decided to check it out. The advice there was beautifully simple. Add variety and you will get your motivation back. Now I do a different exercise routine every time, have taken up judo for the first time, and I'm also helping local kids get into sport. I feel so much more positive.
So there you have it. Simple changes for a more interesting day. Why not give it a try? What have you got to lose?